This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're moving on to a story about companies and COVID-19 vaccinations, because many companies are considering whether to make COVID-19 vaccines are compulsory for employment even after the pandemic. So this brings up a lot of questions in terms of the legality of doing something like that, the ethics of making jabs mandatory for their employees and also for potential employees.
So this was reported by The Star, and it includes people, or rather companies, from the F&B industry, retail industry, tourism industry. So basically industries that have been very hard hit by the pandemic and that also have a very people-facing role, right? Which is perhaps why this is more important. And lawyers say that essentially employers can set it as a prerequisite for job seekers to get hired. The Malaysian Employers Federation president, Dr. Syed Hussein Syed Husman, said that companies have the duty of each to ensure the safety, health and welfare of their employees. And this is under Section 15 of the Occupational Safety and Health Act. And this includes requiring COVID-19 vaccinations as a precautionary measure to ensure workplaces are safe.
But that said, labour and employment law expert Dato' Tavalingam Tavaraja did say that the companies will have to get their employees' consent for getting vaccinated. It's not something that you can be forced on. And vaccines also need to be, I suppose, eventually looking at whether it's something that needs to be in their contract, because otherwise it's very difficult to make something like this compulsory without addressing the legal aspects of it and also the personal rights aspect, right? Whether it's ethical or not.
Can I say something dark? Okay, I'm going to. So the thing is, we're talking about this in the context of COVID-19, and that's understandable. That's the pandemic that we're currently facing. But it is likely not the last one that we're going to see in our lifetime. I know that that's incredibly, even saying it, my heart sinking, but it is a possible reality, right? And so I'm just thinking about the waves of potential diseases that we have to consider, the vaccines that will come into place, whether or not there will be repeated conversations about safety, whether something like this contributes also to hesitancy, contributes to that resentment that we're always worried about building with the public.
So those are some of the things that we're going to be addressing in this question of should employers make it compulsory for their workers to be vaccinated? So we'd love to hear from you. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by employment lawyer Sunita Ruthram. Sunita, thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Lynn and Sharmila. Can you hear me very clearly?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So let's start with, I suppose, the obvious question. Do employers have the legal right to make vaccinations compulsory for their employees?
There is no legislation that provides for mandatory vaccinations. However, we have Occupational Safety and Health Act 994, as Lynn identified earlier, that was enacted specifically to secure the safety, health and welfare of all employees, whereby Section 15, as highlighted earlier, it says it shall be the duty of every employer to ensure, so far as it is practicable, the safety, health and welfare to work of all its employees. Therefore, employers do not have the legal right to make vaccinations mandatory.
Having said that, are you aware of companies that are already doing so?
I'm not aware of companies mandating compulsory vaccinations to their existing employees, but I'm aware that a precondition is being set by some employers here for new hires.
Now, putting the legality of this aside for a while, is this ethical in your opinion? What are some of the pros and cons of putting something like this in place?
You see, Sean, for me personally, I'm of the opinion that it is ethical and the right thing to do. As we are now well into the second year of this global pandemic that has now evolved with mutations and variants causing serious concerns around the globe, where continued uncontrolled transmission would create ideal conditions for additional significant virus evolution. Besides vaccines and strict adherence to the SOPs, there appears to be no alternative to curb COVID-19. See, a vast majority of employees in Malaysia have been working remotely. And though this is an ideal for some industries, other industries necessitates physical contact would require, you know, employees to be vaccinated, with the sole objective is to safeguard employees from being infected with COVID-19. And, you know, vaccination is not a new phenomenon. The F&B industry is very familiar with typhoid, you know, vaccination. So having said that, we cannot deny there are issues that may arise if employers mandate compulsory vaccination indiscriminately. Can I just identify some of the issues? Yeah, see, one of it is existing employees, of course, cannot be forced into getting a vaccination done. This is because it is not provided in the individual contract of employment. And neither has it been stated in a collective agreement in a unionized environment. So employers need to seek their consent. This is primarily done after educating employees on vaccines, perhaps with the support of a healthcare professional who would be able to address and allay concerns and fears raised by employees. And there could also be valid and justifiable reason for some employees to refuse vaccinations that is primarily based on health reasons, for example, where they have certain conditions that would worsen as a result of the vaccine, or they may have certain disability. Some employees may even refuse vaccinations based on their religion or belief or personal situation. Some may even argue that they have the right to privacy, right? They have the right to deal with their body in the way that they would like to. So though the government, for example, has encouraged pregnant women and lactating mothers to register for the vaccination, some could have their reservation in light of their religious beliefs or purely because of their lack of clinical studies on certain vaccines suggested by the government. So these employees could claim that they are being discriminated against under Article 8 of the Federal Constitution that states all persons are treated equal before the law. There shall be no discrimination against citizens on the ground of religion, race, descent, place of or gender. So some women can argue, saying that, look, I do not want to do so, right? It may affect, for example, my biological concerns are there, you know? And so yeah, these are some of the concerns, yes.
You know, something that you said earlier, Sunita, I wanted to pick up on, because you mentioned new hires. And yes. With these issues of, or with these concerns around things like discrimination, for instance, would the considerations differ for existing workers versus new hires?
Yes, yes. For existing workers, I've already told earlier what the employees can do is seek their consent. But for new hires, I believe the employers have the prerogative to actually set a precondition. All right, they can actually say that you have to be vaccinated before we actually get you on board. Because this is also, I will take you back to the Section 15 of the OSHA, right? Occupational Safety Health. As an employer, I have a duty to protect my existing employees. So therefore, I have to set this precondition. In any event, as you know, many of them are asymptomatic. So we have a very precarious situation here. We can't identify, you know, those who have the virus and know, you know.
So Sunita, while we are, as a station, very supportive of the idea of people getting vaccinated, what about those workers who might feel like they've been forced by their employers to do so? What sort of recourse can they take?
Of course, if you look at the existing employees, I presume that we're talking about the existing employees who are being forced by the employer to actually get their vaccination done. So what they can do is to formalize their grievance. The first thing they can do is formalize their grievance and raise it officially with the HR department, and of course, copy to the line manager, who's the person reporting to, and the management. They have to state clearly as to the reasons as to why they do not wish to be vaccinated. All right, this will also give a voice for the employees to state their concerns. All right, so the management need to know the reasons as to why they do not want to be vaccinated. And if at all they continue to be forced, then they can actually state that they are being constructively dismissed by the employer. That's one of the grounds, right? Not the main grounds, but that is one of the grounds to think they're being forced to be vaccinated. So I feel pressured, all right, to continue working in the company. So therefore, I'm forced to leave the employment because it's against my rights. It's going against my rights to privacy. Yeah.
Now, aside from making vaccination mandatory, what approach do you think employers could take if they want to encourage their workers, the people who they employ, to get the jab?
I believe, like what the government is suggesting, many employers, I think, should start educating its employees, provide clear information on the vaccine, give greater clarity with regards to the vaccine, perhaps, with the support of the health professionals. Perhaps they can call these health professionals to come and give a talk at the companies. And then, and I think mostly, as we are aware, many of them, I think the primary concern is the fear of the vaccine side effects. So perhaps these concerns, if we give them clear information and have a vaccine policy, perhaps clearly have a vaccine policy, giving them enough information as to their concerns and as to the benefits of the vaccine. And then perhaps this would be one of the ways that, the employers can have a clear information as to whether to accept or carry out the vaccination.
Sunita, thanks for speaking with us today.
No worries. Thank you so much. It's always been a pleasure being here in BFM.
Thank you. That was employment lawyer Sunita Rudram speaking to us about the potential issues and concerns when it comes to employers making COVID-19 vaccinations compulsory. And we've been asking you for your thoughts on this. And we've got this from Li Ling.
Li Ling says, if a government which we have voted in is mandating vaccination, okay. If a private entity is making a decision like this for me, I would run away. That aside, please just do the sensible thing to protect yourself and your loved ones. Li Ling, I feel so much of this message because like you, I completely think that vaccinating yourself, especially, and if you have people around you who are vulnerable, especially, it's just the wise thing to do. It's the best thing you could do for yourself, your family, your community. But I also kind of bridle at the idea of it being mandated for me.
Mandated, it's one thing mandating it in general.
Yes.
It's a completely other thing to say mandated if you want to hold this job or yeah. mandated if you want to apply for this job. I did want to point out, Vicky just messaged in to say typhoid vaccination is mandatory for food handlers, I believe.
Which Sunita also pointed out.
That's right. And I think that there are particular industries where those things are important, but I'm not sure how I feel about it being a blanket rule. So keep those thoughts coming on this question of compulsory vaccinations enforced by a company. But earlier we were talking about Coliseum Cafe. We were discussing its closure really on Inside Story. And we've still got messages coming in, and this time really about some of the personalities that this place has, I suppose, made quite memorable for many of us.
So two, right? One from Shankar, who says, Captain Morgan, an iconic waiter who passed away last year, who also spoke fluent Hainanese. Now we're going to miss the cafe as well. Your memories will last forever.
Oh, that's a lovely story. I know Captain Morgan has become one of those people that keeps getting mentioned when they talk, because he's really been, I think, is it two or three generations that he's worked for the cafe?
Yes, and we actually have profiled him before. So if you're curious or want to hear directly from him, hear his voice, you can look up Portrait Coliseum Cafe on our site or our app and, have a listen.
We also have Daniel saying, I'm going to miss the Indian uncle who can speak Cantonese so well. And I remember who you're talking about, Daniel. He was the person, I believe the person I mentioned earlier, the one who has a booming voice. He was always the centerpiece of my every visit to Coliseum. So thank you for bringing that up. And do keep those thoughts coming. We'd love to hear your own experiences when it comes to Coliseum Cafe.
However, also have a recommendation from Hian Hashim. And I just wanted to say, because, I think a lot of us are feeling that regret, right, of not having visited an institution while it was around. And Hian says, for Klang folks, we still have Cathay Hai Lam Kopitiam located in Jalan Kem, Port Klang. It's quite similar. They don't have steak, but they have chicken chop and their signature Mee Hai Lam and fresh barley. So if you're in Klang, or if once we can actually make it there again, just a place to check out if you have missed the Coliseum Cafe in Jalan Tuanku Abdul Rahman.
I was going to say, Klang feels so unreachable right now because of the MCO, but I'm definitely going to keep that in mind, because one of my regrets is that I actually didn't make it to Coliseum Cafe before they closed down, because if I had known that that was going to happen, I think I would have loved a final visit. Of course, nobody saw the pandemic stretching this long. But We'd love to hear from you, whether about Coliseum Cafe or about other places that hold a special memory for you. You can, of course, call us. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. And coming up after this on Popcorn Culture, we're going to be looking at screen heroes, specifically what goes into making someone truly heroic when it comes to the things we watch. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.